Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Do you know a healthcare hero? Someone who fights for better care for their families, their friends, or their community? The New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice wants to honor them and you with a pair of tickets to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Summer Jam at UBS Arena on June 2nd. Visit hot97.com/NYHJustice to enter to win. Must be 18 or older to enter. Made hot by the New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice.
Wait, what do we do now?
Me.
What happens right now?
What do you mean?
Hello,
good morning. How are you?
Oh, yeah, that part. We got to say happy Monday and stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
Listen, I was confused, man. I'm coming off the week. I got to get my faculties together. You know what I'm saying? What else is going on out here in the world? The Lakers is losing basketball. The Celtics is losing basketball games. Wait, what happened last night? I fell asleep, man. I don't even know what happened.
I don't know.
Let's see. Celtics at Heat. Oh, damn. The Celtics lost again.
Again?
Yo, the Heat is on their head, boy.
Oh, yeah. 102-128. Wow.
Celtics, they getting swept. The Lakers is getting swept. And it's going to be the Heat and the Denver Nuggets. Miami and Denver in the finals. Miami's a sleeper, B. I know people are pissed. Remember, they was like eighth in the East.
What?
And they were eighth, bro, coming into the playoffs. And they don't even have some of their other great players. And there's a story, this kid Martin, a big story the last couple of days, Martin that's on the Miami Heat, J. Cole called the Miami Heat, knew somebody, and was like, yo, y'all need to check out this kid, and now the kid is balling for the Miami Heat. J. Cole out here recruiting for the Miami Heat.
That's crazy.
Look at him.
Yo, Knicks fans is tight.
You know this.
Well, because, you know, that's the rivalry, the Knicks and the Heat.
Mm-hmm.
He about to get another chip before the Knicks sniff one. I'm just glad the Celtics is losing because, you know, Celtics and the Lakers got the most chips in the league. I don't need the Celtics getting another one without the Lakers getting one. You feel me?
Talk.
Can't have that.
Sounds like hate, but I rock with you.
No, it is absolutely the purest, finest, most direct hate. One can muster up.
Right. You can't get one until my team get one.
That is the definition.
Of hate.
Of hate. I'm hating.
I don't mind on a Monday.
Listen, man, you got to come straight with the hate,
it
babe.
It is what it is.
Listen, just say what it is.
Yo, I'm looking at stuff that's trending really quickly. I just found out that Indiana Jones, there's a new Indiana Jones movie, guys.
Yeah, you didn't know about that. Yeah, Harrison Ford is like 92 in it.
He's
bro,
back?
Yes. The Dial of Destiny.
Yeah, he's in it, B.
But that's what it's called.
Is he in it or is he like the star? Is there a new
He's Indiana Jones at 90 years old doing the stunts and the whole business.
Bro,
I mean,
he
probably ain't doing the stunts, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's in theaters June 30th, and I'm like, what?
Theaters.
Yeah, now he back outside, bro.
Bro, okay. He is back. Did they do like, because he looks a little young in some of these scenes that I'm seeing.
They did some CGI flashback stuff.
Okay, so maybe that's what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I think it was right in front of CGI. So that part.
Yeah, they digitally de-aged him. That's what producer Griff just said. Wow.
And then I'm gonna need the rest of y'all to stop tweeting about Succession every time an episode airs, bro.
It's crazy.
I'm a couple of episodes behind. I can't even. You can't open up Twitter on Monday without seeing Shiv and this one trending and that one trending. Can't do it. Roman's trending. Logan. Shiv. It's a whole mess, man. But anyway, we're here on a Monday. We got each other, man.
That's right. That's
and we got people online ready to play the game that lives up to its name.
Got Tamika.
Corey and Tamika. Tamika, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
I'm great. How are you?
Chilling.
I'm good. Love talking to you guys.
Good to hear your voice, Tamika. Thank you for the blessings
today. Hey, hi, Tamika.
Hi, Laura.
Tamika's great. Look at that. Look at that energy. That's the kind of energy we need right there. Corey, how are you? Thank you.
No, what's going on? Happy Monday. Happy Monday.
Yeah.
Happy Monday.
Corey, what's going on in your world? Like, what's the big topics between you and the fellas or you and the family? What's going on out here?
These playoffs.
That's it, right? Yo, I swear that's been must-see TV for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm upset, but I'll be all right, though.
Why, because the Heat's sweeping the Celtics?
Nah, you know what? Technically, I'm a Bulls fan, but I have faith in the Lakers. I have faith in the Lakers.
Nah.
They got new people over there.
Now, it looked good. It looked good for a second, and then we saw LeBron getting tired and old. LeBron is, they said the last game.
That's what he's doing. He's showing his age.
He's 30, 38, 20 years in the league. Yo, Laura, your man LeBron the last game was going up for open shots and just fumbling the ball.
Crazy.
LeBron?
And visibly winded. Like, visibly, like, whew.
Oh, he's checking out? It's like that.
Well, it's just, I don't know if he can muster up any more, you know, gumption. I don't know if he got any, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Any LeBron-ness left in the tank. That's what everybody's saying. And, I mean, and it makes sense, right? Like,
yeah. He's done a lot.
He might as well stop waiting for his son and just get him out of there.
Yeah, I think that's the whole plan. He's trying to wait one more season, so two more technically, so he could be there when his son get out of college. They could play together. That's the plan.
He need to see what he do off the court.
Tamika, what you got going on in your world? And the reason I'm asking you guys this, full transparency, is because we don't have anything going on that we're really passionate about on the show this morning.
True.
You know what I'm saying? I'm sure there's some racists out here. I'm sure Joe Biden did something stupid. I'm sure Donald Trump did something stupid. But I'm not sure we care today. So we're asking you guys for content. That's what's going on right now. Mm-hmm. What are you guys talking about? What are you and your girlfriends talking about, Tamika?
Nothing, just kid stuff. You know, I have a little baby, so.
Oh, congratulations on that.
Congratulations
on that. Yeah, now the kid thing took over my weekend. I was with Issa. Issa had her Alvin Ailey year-end recital at Hostos College over there on Grand Concourse.
That's what's up.
How is that?
I mean, it was phenomenal. You know, Issa be rocking in there. Shout out to the whole Alvin Ailey family. But, it was good. It was good. We had a good time over there at Hostos yesterday. They have a great theater. It was welcoming. It was fun. The kids rocked it. It was good. It was the junior end of the year for the juniors. Issa's in the level one junior professionals over there at Alvin Ailey.
That's so dope.
Yeah.
So she's doing her numbers over there. So, yeah, that's all. We can talk. Y'all want to talk about Alvin Ailey? Y'all want to talk about the Horton Method this morning? You guys want to talk about...
The Horton
ballet. Yeah. You guys want to talk about ballet and African dance today? I don't even know what you said, Corey, but we love you.
Yeah, we couldn't understand.
Man, your phone's tripping. Tamika, who you want to represent you today? Me or Laura Stiles?
Laura, let's do it.
Okay, let's go.
Yo, here come Griff talking about Indiana Jones, saying they digitally de-aged Harrison Ford.
I said that.
That's CGI, bro. It's computer generated. Same thing, man. What are we talking about? 6 seconds on the clock. Shiny with the questions. Let's play Laura Never Losing.
Right here we go. Which megastar hints?
Ebro.
Ebro.
That would be Beyonce at hair care products.
Wow. How did you get that?
Because hinted megastar. There's only a couple.
That's facts. Okay. Which city was the Titanic headed to?
Ebro. The Titanic was headed to New York City.
That's facts.
Yes.
When it hit the iceberg. Which rapper cereal will be available? Laura.
Which rapper cereal?
Three.
Ugh.
Two.
Lil Yachty.
Incorrect. Which rapper cereal will be available at Walmart starting this summer?
Oh, I don't know.
Three.
Let's go with Snoop Dogg.
Two. That's a fact.
Wow. Oh, okay.
Wow.
All right. All right.
You good. Which food was known as maize?
Ebro.
Mm.
Oh, come on. Hey, really, bro?
Come on.
Corn,
no
man.
No way.
It was,
no
I
way.
Smoked
you,
bro. It was really a tie. No, it was a tie.
There ain't no such thing.
It was
nah.
a tie.
Tie goes to the winner.
Who played Utopia for the Houston Astros?
Ebro. Travis Scott playing it for baseball players. Yo, Trav, man, play the music. Play the music for somebody that know. You know what I'm saying?
That was rough right there on a Monday.
I don't know,
Ebro
man.
Wins.
Oh, Corey, we did it, baby.
Let's go, Ebro. Let's
you know what
go,
I mean?
Baby.
Look, his phone is clear now. We hear everything.
Yeah, y'all ain't hear me before. I was talking about when you got on me last time about the TSA pants and the scrubs.
Ooh. Yo, you want to talk about that this morning?
Listen.
Who has the best pants? TSA workers and the way they shape up the ladies. The NYPD cargo pants is something different. They hit different out here.
Nothing hitting like the scrubs, man. Nothing hitting like the scrubs.
Yo, the scrubs on the ladies at the hospital be hitting, boy.
Wow.
Especially the ones that look like you got to scrub them off of. Yeah, that's a fact.
Yeah, they be wearing them too small on purpose. What you doing out here? You know you can wear baggy scrubs. You know you didn't have to wear them that tight.
They supposed to be
for no reason. Extra headaches for no reason.
Corey, hang on. We got to get some info. Tamika, we love you, all right? Be amazing.
Love you, Phil.
Keep
have
taking
a great
care
day.
Of that family. Keep taking
nice
care
day.
Of that baby.
Yes.
Corey, calm down. Look, Corey thirsty out here. Calm down. You trying to holler at Tamika. She just had a baby, bro. Chill out, man. Chill out, man.
Babies are blessings. That's all. I'm just congratulating.
Oh, here you go. Babies are blessings with the slick talk. Everybody hang on. It's just Monday, man.
You want some croutons?
Yo, man. He hoping nice. Tamika wearing scrubs on the low. It's
you know
crazy.
What I'm saying? Jeez.
Laura Styles got the flashing lights coming up. What's happening?
Coming up in a flashing lights report, Beyonce blessed us with a big surprise over the weekend. We'll talk about it coming up next.
Yeah.
7 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
Having some health problems and don't know what's wrong? Don't text your group chat asking for opinions on what's wrong with you. Your friends aren't doctors. You need a doctor you can trust. On ZocDoc, you'll find quality doctors who focus on you, listen to you, and prioritize your care. No more doctor roulette or scouring the internet for questionable reviews. With ZocDoc, you have a trusted guide to connect you to your favorite doctor you haven't met yet. ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. Plus, they treat almost every condition under the sun. When you're not feeling your best and you're just trying to hold it together, finding great care shouldn't take up all your energy. Go to ZocDoc.com/Ebro and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/Ebro. ZocDoc.com/Ebro. ZocDoc.com/Ebro.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Do you know a healthcare hero? Someone who fights for better care for their families, their friends, or their community? The New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice wants to honor them and you with a pair of tickets to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Summer Jam at UBS Arena on June 2nd. Visit hot97.com/NYHJustice to enter to win. Must be 18 or older to enter. Made hot by the New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice.
Yo, T-Bro, Laura Rosenberg on a Monday. We here, man, celebrating the potential of the Celtics getting swept. It's a great day. We'll be able to talk to Rosenberg and hear the angst in his voice. Plus, catch up on some of the amazing bachelor party that went down over the weekend. But first, flashing lights with Laura Styles. Let's go.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
Beyonce blessed us with a remix of America Has a Problem with Kendrick Lamar on Friday. Pretty fire.
Yeah, no, it was good. It was a good look. It was. I love the surprise of it. I was here for all of that.
Did you know? Did you secretly know this was happening?
I had no idea. even working at, we found out hours before it went live on streaming services. I had no idea.
Wow, that's fire. That's fire.
So Beyonce came with the surprise. Beyonce and K-Dot on the America Has a Problem remix.
I'd like to hear this. I haven't heard it yet. I just saw that happen.
What kind of bachelor party you was at? Y'all wasn't listening to music?
Beyonce didn't make the playlist of the bachelor party, I'll be honest.
It's Kendrick, though. But it's Kendrick, though.
True, but no. Huh.
I wonder if K-Dot's going to pop up on any of the Renaissance tours. That'd be interesting.
I thought that was maybe what they were forecasting. Maybe that'll be something that happens in some of the more bigger markets, I guess.
I can see it. I can see
it. You mean that he just pops out or does like a set?
No, like maybe.
Well, they got a couple of songs together now, right? They have that Freedom record. Yes. They have America's Got a Problem, so maybe he does two with her.
Right. That'd be fire.
I don't know if Kendrick's in pop out land, even for Beyonce. I don't know if he would do that.
You never know, fam.
He just came off the highest grossing tour in history.
He said he was Beehive, though.
True.
Yo, and in other random Jay-Z and Beyonce news, they bought a $200 million Malibu estate, the most expensive home in California history.
Wow.
And then it's like, they were like, but they're still going to live in their $177 million home. Because, you know, it's close to the kids' school. That's just going to be their, like, weekend home. I was like,
wait, so they already have one that's 177?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not Malibu.
I mean, to be honest, that almost takes the craziness off the 200. They basically already have one that was 200.
That's right. I know. Yeah, this is a non-story.
Yeah, everyone's like, oh, my God. Well, no, the story was it's the most expensive house sold in the history of California.
Yeah, that's really it.
I mean, it's J&B. It's the king and queen of the United States of America.
It's just funny that they're like, yeah, and it's our weekend home, you know?
It's wild.
Right. I'm gonna ask if I can get a room. Right. You know what I'm saying? Yo, Hov, let me sleep over real quick, B. You ain't there.
And you'll never see me.
Facts. Yo, what if we found out the house was like, it had like some palatial, it was like, you know, made looking over the ocean. It's all beautiful. And it was like three bedrooms.
Nah.
But it's like $200 million.
Right, that's it. The picture.
Because here in Manhattan, you get a two-bedroom for about $30 million in some places.
Right,
that's true.
Right. Anyway, that's your Flash and Light report. The time is 7 a.m. Today's a high of 74 degrees. Alternate side parking is in effect.
Oh, but the views. I mean, the views are worth $200 million.
Oh, yeah.
And if I bought a house for $200 million, there better be oil under the house or gold or something. There needs to be something more than a house. But knowing how rich they are, they had to buy something just to write it off. They needed another write off for taxes. It's the best thing they could do. Look, on the way, congratulations, you played yourself. Also, Ride or Die, curved tickets were just days, like literally like 12 days away from Summer Jam. I got that right?
What?
Maybe 14. 14 days away from Summer Jam.
13.
13. 12. 13. 14. We don't know. But it's on the way. And we may have some tickets this morning to UBS Arena June 4th. Cardi B, Ice Spice, Fabio French, The Lox, Lola Brooke. It's going down. All right? Keep it locked if you want to get some tickets.
Celebrating 50 years of hip-hop. WQHT-FM, HD1 New York. 97 minutes, commercial-free.
Yeah.
Commercial-free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97. I pull up in sight, mile high.
The first class, I'm the pilot. Big T-shirt, Billie Eilish. Woo! T-Bro in the morning, Laura Stiles, Rosenberg. Happy Monday, everyone. Hopefully your commute is smooth. The weather's... Yo, listen, bro. If you don't have nothing to get happy about, just look at the forecast through like, oh, the whole week.
Wow, really?
70s and sunny.
Oh, I hadn't even looked yet. Wow, really?
70 every day. Not even a chance of rain in the forecast. And even this weekend when they say clouds pull up, it doesn't show to be a chance of rain. Mm. Yet.
Mm-hmm.
But we take it, and if that don't make you smile, I got something for you.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
And you know what? You're playing yourself. You might not be smiling because you're a Celtics fan, at which you also get one of these.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Not for being a fan, because Celtics is a phenomenal franchise. But Celtics are not, the Celtics are not doing what we'd hope or you'd hope they did in the playoffs, which is win a game in the conference finals. Matter of fact, yesterday, this is how bad it is. Magic Johnson's Laker legend has went on Twitter and was like, I've never even seen the Celtics give up like this.
Well, you and Magic are in an interesting position as both being Lakers fans who are also down 3-0.
Well, see, but the difference is our Lakers were nowhere near this last year.
Your Lakers were nowhere near this
last year. We were like in shambles. We were not even sniffing. You guys were in the same situation multiple years in a row. I think you guys have been in the Eastern Conference Finals, what, three of the last 5 years or something like that?
I don't know. I remember last year was the finals. That's it. Listen, different coach. They're obviously getting out-coached badly. Not happy about it.
And also, and to the Celtics front office, I mean, you couldn't just let Ime Udoka get away with cheating with whatever Celtics executive he was cheating with. Tell that man to shut up so y'all could get a better coach.
I wish that was true. If that's true, but Ibra, I wouldn't laugh that hard because we don't know what happened still.
No, we don't. We don't. No, it's a stupid joke. We have no idea
but if it
how
was
crazy
that,
it was.
But if it was just that, then I want to hit
we
the
have
button.
No idea.
No,
how
I
want to
crazy hit the button.
Congratulations. You played.
So you're
yourself.
Saying if he really just cheated, or it was two adults, two consenting adults. One happened to be married to an executive with the Celtics, and him married to Nia Long, two consenting adults just went ahead and did whatever they did. Y'all fired the man for that, and now look at you.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
Congratulations.
If that's what happened, I would respect them for, like, the executives, like, guys, I can't do it. I'm sorry. I would respect his people around him for being like, all right, man, we get it. You know what I mean? We got your back. I would respect that. But at the same time, I'd be like, damn, man, damn. Because Ime Udoka had this team in a different place. Like, Missoula's getting circles, you know, ran around him. And then on top of that, I can't lie. I mean, Jaylen Brown's been terrible for two straight games. Tatum's been bad, especially in the clutch. Like yesterday, he never even showed up. And Magic's right. It looked late in the game yesterday like they wanted to go home.
Yeah. That's not what you want. That's not a Celtic. That's like, not what the Celtics are known for at all.
And that's why the Celtics, it's a little more embarrassing than the Lakers. Screw the expectation. Y'all couldn't beat Denver no matter what happened. There's just no way. It's
right.
Like,
the Heat are an eighth seed.
The Heat are, and they're not a legit 8 seed, but they could be a legit 5 seed. They're not the Celtics, talent-wise. You know, you guys are out-talented by the Nuggets. The Celtics are being outworked by the Heat, outsmarted by the Heat, and that's embarrassing. And hit me with the button, because I tried to get tickets for Thursday, and now I'm going to find out, like, if the Celtics win tomorrow, I'm now, like, obligated to go to the game, but I'm going to really feel like...
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Because you know what's going to happen, right?
I mean, listen, you start to trick yourself. Like, if they win one in Miami, you'll start to trick yourself. Like, wait a second. But, I mean, come on, man.
Congratulations.
Listen, you never know. Because it is a heart issue, maybe they somehow do dig deep and make a run at it. But, and it's
ugly.
Guys,
Rosenberg's dreaming, so hit him with the button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Laura, what you got today?
Let me see, I was on TMZ and I saw this video that has now gone viral of this man in D.C. who decided to lose his ish completely. He's at a Chipotle ordering, and because the people didn't make his tacos fast enough, he just starts destroying the place.
Yeah, dang.
When are people going to learn? Like, leave people who are doing these jobs alone. Like, and this moron, like, bro, you're on camera, clear as day, everybody's filming you. You think you're not going to get caught and get in trouble? Like, he just starts grabbing everything and tossing it to the workers. Like,
see, when I see something like this, I feel like these individuals aren't really mad. You're not mad at Chipotle. You got some other stuff going on.
Has to
of
be.
Of course.
Yeah, there's no way. There's no way you want to do all of this.
But to take it out on them? Bro, you get the button.
You gotta hit the button.
Congratulations. Button. You played button. Yourself.
What happened? What's happening over there? Shawn, hit yourself with the button. You missed Laura's cue, man.
You played yourself.
This is horrible, man. It's horrible.
It is terrible. Also terrible was Rosenberg's bachelor party. I think this should go on. Congratulations, you played yourself.
Why?
Wait, what?
Well, you said it wasn't great.
No, he said he had a great time.
No,
I said, how was the extravaganza? And he said it wasn't an extravaganza.
I said extravaganza would be a strong way of putting it. And then Shawnee said, was it the bachelor party of the cinch?
True.
And I said, I had a great time. It was exactly what I wanted. I'm not going to sit here and pretend. Fam, we're 43 years old, and we went go-karting, okay?
It was a great deal. Yo, listen, don't have fun go-karting, hit yourself with the butt.
Congratulations.
You played yourself.
I'm preaching to the choir because I know Ebro knows he would much rather go go-karting than go to a strip club. So
I'm at the go-karting. And they have video games, too?
And mini-golf.
Woo!
And soft serve ice cream. Come on, bro. Man,
I hate soft serve, but still, I'm glad they had it.
So no, listen, we had a great time. My friends cooked. We really only went out once. I mean, my brother and my cousin went to a casino for a little while, but I didn't feel like doing that. We watched an incredible fight on Saturday.
Wait, they went to a casino in the Poconos? Hit the button.
Congratulations.
You're not coming out of there with money.
My cousin did. Ballard,
how much?
Not so much. My cousin came home with like 500. Did pretty good.
But how much did he spend?
No, that's what he made. That's what I mean coming home.
Oh, that's profit.
Yeah, man. Yeah, he came back and made some money. Now, that fight we watched, though, did you watch the fight on Saturday?
Oh, listen, hit the button on that fight. It was a great fight.
Wait, congratulations. You played yourself.
That's not how congratulations
Lomachenko work. Haney was so damn entertaining, man.
No, that was good, man.
So that was sort of the exclamation point to the party on Saturday night.
Yo, and anybody out there saying that Lomachenko got robbed, you get the button.
Nah.
I don't know what fight you were watching. It was close. It was close. It could have went either way, maybe. I think the judges definitely leaned in Haney's favor a lot more, but robbery? I don't know.
Keep it real with me right now. Please be honest with us. You watched the 12 rounds of the fight, or you watched the Instagram recap of the fight?
I watched only 5 rounds of the fight. The last 5.
Then hit the button.
Congratulations.
The last 5.
You played yourself.
But for the yes, you're right. It was not robbery. But I do understand people who felt like,
oh,
what?
For sure.
All 3 judges? And the one had it like 3 or 4 round separation?
That was OD.
It was really, though, that Lomachenko, when he won the rounds, they were the most dominant rounds. So they stood out. You know, like
that's fair.
10th and 11th, he whooped his ass. And Haney never had rounds where he whooped his ass. But, yeah, Haney probably won more rounds. Either way, it was a win if you watched it. Because from 1 through 12, it was just...
They was going at it. It was a get down. It was
a great time. If you missed it, though, we got something for you.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
And if you're still out here throwing bachelor parties that aren't really bachelor parties,
wait,
you got some.
No.
It wasn't a bachelor party.
Wait,
bro,
why do I
that's where I was really trying to go. Because it wasn't a bachelor party.
Why? Because he didn't do the stereotypical thing.
No, thank you, Laura. No, thank you,
hang on,
Laura.
Hang on. Nope. Because it wasn't a party. There was no party.
There was music. There was food. There was drinking.
There you go. That's a party.
What makes it a party?
Where was
then?
The party part?
You know,
there's
do
music,
you mean women?
Food?
No, I just meant like, you know, some a DJ, you know, going
DJ?
Out. That's a party.
Hold on. Who's getting a DJ? Oh, you mean like,
man, you could even went to a club. There was no nothing.
In the Poconos?
I don't know. You chose the Poconos. Hit the button.
Congratulations.
I did it right.
You played yourself.
Fellas, let me tell
I'm
you
not
right
saying
now.
You did it wrong. It's just not a bachelor party. It's just not.
Is.
No, you've been, Ebro, your brain's been too warped. They've made you believe what it's supposed to be. That's what they want.
It was
you're
a
letting
fellowship.
Them win.
It just sounds like a getaway.
It
sounds like a guy's weekend.
A bachelor fellowship.
Yo, it's very good fellowship. It was we were fellows fellowshipping.
It was fellowshipping. Bachelor a lot of fellowshipping going on. The bachelor fellowship sounds amazing.
It. I respect it.
Thank you.
Cash 197 minutes commercial free. Let's go. The bachelor fellowship. Listen, man. It's a new term. I think you should roll this out, man.
By the way, if we could do a topic later about bachelor parties gone wrong, I'm telling you what. A lot of marriages end at bachelor parties, and it's not always the one who's getting married. Someone else's marriage gets ruined at the bachelor
Facto.
Party.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Look, coming up, DJ John steps in the room. We got tickets to something. I ain't going to ruin it. And then Laura Styles got flashing lights, and Curved is next. It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. So I bought a bouquet of roses and cut them up at your doorstep.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Do you know a healthcare hero? Someone who fights for better care for their families, their friends, or their community? The New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice wants to honor them and you with a pair of tickets to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Summer Jam at UBS Arena on June 2nd. Visit hot97.com/NYHJustice to enter to win. Must be 18 or older to enter. Made hot by the New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice.
Ladies and gentlemen, curved. It happens every day, fam. Someone likes somebody. They talking, chopping it up on one of those dating apps. Maybe they even text message a few times. Maybe they went out. And then you never heard from the person again, and you're not sure why. So we provide this service on Ebro in the Morning. We have Mike on the line. Mike, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on? Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Man, we're phenomenal. It says you went out on a date with a woman named Donna. Matter of fact, you guys went out on 3 dates.
Yeah.
You haven't heard from her in over a week. Okay. Their last date, they went to dinner, but you were supposed to hang out after, but she said she wasn't feeling well, so you took her home.
Yeah. I mean, we had good chemistry. We were having a great time, and we talked about coming back to my place, you know, watch a movie. Obviously, that's how it starts. Right at the end, she's like, hey, you know, I'm not feeling well. Can you take me home? And
so maybe, like, right, I mean, yeah, maybe she had bubble guts, bro, and it was too soon. You know what I'm saying? Like, it happens, man. Y'all have food. And she knew that if it, quote unquote, started, she might have to blow up your bathroom.
I mean.
So, Mike, we're going to call Donna. She's agreed to be on the show, but she does not know that you are on the phone. If you'd like to chime in on, feel free, okay?
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. Hang on 1 second. Rosenberg, you don't like when I always go to bubble guts?
It's not that I don't like it. I just more I'm reading into it. Why the?
Because I am projecting into this, and I do get stressed out, or remember getting stressed out. That first time you had to drop a deuce at the new person's crib, you know?
Sure.
My it's serious business.
You eat so healthy. It's
hello?
Hello.
Hey, Donna. This is Ebro and Lauren Rosenberg for Curved.
Hi, Donna.
Oh, wow. Hi. Hey, guys.
Hey, thanks for agreeing to come on the show. Mike reached out to us, who you had been on 3 dates with. And so you agreed to talk to us, but you're not agreeing to talk to him. Why? What's going on here?
Oh, my gosh. So Mike is a nice guy. I felt like I was catching feelings for him. He has a kid.
Okay.
I'm, like, still in my 20s. Guys with kids are kind of, like, on my not-so-great list, but I wanted to try it. So we were on a date, and at dinner, we actually ran into his baby's mama.
Oh.
It looked like they had a pretty good relationship. It wasn't any drama or anything. They weren't fighting. But it was just, like, he has a kid, and here's the mom. Like, I wasn't – it was all too real. And I
got real
think,
fast.
Yeah.
It was too real. I don't even know what I said. I think I said I was sick or something.
That's what you said. That's what Mike said you said.
I had to go. I mean,
don't you think you could have told him?
I mean, I didn't know how. Like awkward. It was like
was
the
she,
most awkward
now here's the deal. Was she nice to you?
I mean, yeah, she was cordial. She said hi, and it looked like she was fine with us being together. She wasn't like looking jealous or anything. So I was like, I was ready though. I was ready.
Hilarious. Well, look, we have Mike. We actually have Mike on the phone, so you can tell him now.
Are you really?
Are you serious?
I mean, I'm confused here. So you haven't called me back in a week because you met my
baby
mom.
Listen, Mike. You understand I'm having trouble with this anyway. Like, having a kid is...
You knew in advance. I mean, you knew that from the beginning. Mike, let her talk.
Let her talk. Maybe you can get some information here.
You know what really threw me off, Mike? To be perfectly honest, your baby's mom was like ugly. I'm like judging
right,
your character.
Okay.
Like,
all right.
I'm like, too why far. Are you? Wow. Like, to be honest, this is the reason why I didn't call you back. I'm like, how does he have a baby with this ugly ass woman. I'm like, am I ugly? Oh, like,
what does that have to do with you? Wow. Oh, my gosh. That's so shallow.
Because he's like, I'm like, his decision-making skills are, like, horrible. I'm like, why is he dating me? Like, does he consider me ugly?
No. Wow, you are a shallow piece of
That's why I stopped talking to you, because I can't even trust your decision making. Sorry, right. He was ugly.
I don't really know how you come all back right. from this.
Oh, this is
terrible. Let me jump in on that, because you knew I had a baby. I told you that I had a kid, and that happened 10 years ago. You knew that I had a baby mama.
Okay,
you knew
fine.
She wasn't attractive. Wait, hold on. Let me talk now. Let me talk now. 10 years ago, you knew that. You knew I had a baby mom as well.
Okay, I knew it.
She wasn't very attractive.
Let him finish.
Let him finish, Donna.
For you to throw that at me now, all of a sudden, like, and then you say, oh, she's not, what does that have to do with you? And you know, you just told me right there the type of person that you are. And guess what? I don't want to go out with you.
Yeah, well, it has everything.
You're an ugly person.
It's my life.
Whatever attractiveness you have on the outside, it makes up in the inside. In the inside, you're an ugly person for saying shit like that. You're an ugly
person. You wanted me to be honest, so there you go. That's my answer.
Yeah.
Well, that's why he got curved. What else do you want? Like, that's my honest answer.
You're an
Wow. No. Mike, you still there?
Oh, Mike.
Yeah, I'm here.
You dodged a bullet, Mike.
She hung up.
She is terrible, terrible, yeah. terrible, terrible. I'm actually glad you got to hear this side of her.
Me too.
Wait, Mike.
Told me everything.
Hey, Mike, yo, next time you're in public, don't say your baby mom is ugly, bro.
Yeah.
You just said, I know you knew my baby mom's was ugly. Yeah. Don't say that.
Yeah, you played yourself there, but.
Yeah. Yeah,
don't say that, bro.
Think you got curved? Hit us up right now. Curved@eberinthemorning.com so we can get to the bottom of it for you.
Hey, 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 hey. Ebro and LaMayana, Laura Stiles, Rosenberg, getting you set up this week. What's going on out here in the world, Rosenberg? What's your big stories for you this week? Devin Haney match?
I mean, I don't know if I think it's a big story for the week. How about misleading Airbnb hosts?
Ooh, is that a big story for the week, or is that just
how about that?
That's just a continuation of Airbnb's problems that they've had throughout the years.
It's just so irritating. You feel there's so many people out here. I remember when Airbnb used to actually be someone's home you were going to, and they actually cared for it, and you'd reach out and the owner would be like, "Oh, my bad, I forgot about that. Let me take care of that for you."
Now it's just properties that people have.
Now it's just properties being run by someone who's running a business, and they do not care about what you have to say about it. They want in and out and clean and the next one in.
Mm. And then they have all these like rules. You might as well stay at a hotel sometimes. Like, you can't use this. You can't use that. You can't use this. You can't use that.
Yo, this one, they hit me with the, I searched for places with a pool. That was the search. And when I got there, the pool was empty and non-functional.
It had a pool, but you just couldn't use it.
Wow.
Correct.
Yo, that's
and
crazy.
And they didn't disclose this?
Then afterwards, she was like, no, if you look here, I screenshotted it. If you look in the listing, it says the pool is not operational until 9/23.
Oh, yeah, because they don't till 9/23, like, September.
I said, hold on.
What?
So real quick, you advertised pool in the title. You come up in the listings for houses with a pool, but the pool isn't operational till the summer is over, and you hide it in the thing?
Wow. You didn't read the fine print. Hit this guy with the button.
Wow.
Congratulations.
That's not the thing. Then pool shouldn't be in the title. There's no pool in the title if the pool is not available.
It has a pool. You just can't use it.
Just no water.
What the F?
It has a pool. There's just no water in it.
Oh, so tight. And then she tries to say, oh, no, there's a leak in the pool. We're going to send someone to fix it. I said, wait a second. Is it not operational until 9/23? Or I just spilled my coffee everywhere. Is it non-operational or does it have a leak? Please make up your mind because your lies are all leaning into each other now.
Mm.
So annoying. Anyways, I thought people could relate.
Did you give them a bad rating?
I haven't done the rating yet because I'm still fighting with them to get money back.
Oh, I like getting money back because you guys didn't have a pool.
That's right. I mean, how much do you think it's worth?
So this really wasn't a bachelor party. You had to go full Karen after the party. This wasn't a party. This wasn't fun.
Well, just going full Karen doesn't negate a party. I mean, come on. Some people have great parties then go full Karen.
Yo, did I tell you guys I've never actually stayed in an Airbnb before?
Yeah.
I went to get one, but then I never actually confirmed it and stayed.
And that's because
I never had a need
about for need Airbnb. A desire.
Definitely don't have a desire to stay, because I'm always under the assumption it's somebody else's house.
Right.
Right. So like, I never have a desire to stay in somebody else's house.
Facts.
Right. So that's that part. Now that people are just doing properties that they call Airbnbs, it's not actually somebody's house. I still don't have a desire because, I don't know, for some reason, it doesn't feel like what I want to do. I like, you know what I'm saying? I like room service. I like a front desk person, you know.
If you're with your family, it's more affordable. If you want to be all together, there's certain places that just can't accommodate that. So,
No. I'm into that. I'm into all of that. I get all that. I just never have done it yet. But you know, I don't have anything against him. I just haven't done it yet.
The only thing he has against him is he's rich. He's not going to these group parties stuffed in someone's average-ass house.
Definitely not doing that.
He's going to a rich friend who has the house. His friend owns the Airbnb. There's not... Right. No,
it's not an Airbnb. It's his house.
It's just a B&B. There's bed. There's air. But it's not an Airbnb.
That's right. Call right now. DJ John's going to be getting some stuff together for you to give it away. Laura Stiles, how was your weekend? Now, you said you went to the Liberty game over the weekend.
Yes, I ended up going to the New York Liberty game yesterday. They played the Indiana Fever. And, yo, it was lit at the Barclays Center. It was a lot of fun. Honestly, guys, one of the best halftime shows I've ever seen.
Really?
It was really cute. They have this elephant that's their mascot. And they did this whole, like, Lil' Kim tribute. It just was really good. They had kids. They had seniors. But it was really good. And I know it sounds crazy the way I describe it, but it was dope.
No, it doesn't sound crazy. For people who have actually been to basketball games and paid attention, when you said an elephant came out at halftime and did a Lil' Kim, it doesn't register as the best halftime performance ever.
Because the elephant is a mascot.
No, I get all of what you're saying, but you framed it as the best halftime performance ever. And if you're there with your 2-year-old, sounds amazing.
Yes.
It sounds like fun for the whole family, but I still wouldn't register that as the best halftime performance.
Well, I've been to a few basketball games, and this one was amazing. It was just really good. It was dope. The elephant had outfit changes, and the way, some of those seniors were doing splits. I was like, oh my God.
Wait, it was an elephant and senior citizens?
Yes, and kids. There you go. Poking at your heart in different ways. It was fire. Listen, go to a New York Liberty game, man. It's lit.
But the little kids were dancing to Little Kim?
Yes.
This is a lot.
It was a very edited, version of.
It wasn't Big Mama, was it?
Yes. No. Relax.
Maybe you should have framed this as it was a very cute halftime performance.
I loved it. It was one of my favorite. I haven't smiled this hard and screamed this hard in a long time. So for me,
wow.
Really? So it was better than Rihanna?
I mean, not Super Bowl. I'm talking about basketball.
Well, that's halftime. You said halftime, man.
Well, isn't that what
she wasn't at the Super Bowl? It's a different experience. Jeez.
It wasn't the best halftime performance. I'm gonna go to a Liberty game. I'm gonna see if they really hold this up.
All right, see if they deliver. It was damn good.
Shouts to the Liberty.
Shouts to the Liberty. Shout to Barclays too for having a New York Liberty over there. Me and Issa and the family will be there soon. Me, Jazz, and Issa will be pulling up for sure. But an elephant. I wonder if that elephant doodooed backstage. You know them elephants be doodooing everywhere.
It's the mascot. Relax. It has giant eyelashes and like a long
hair. I mean, you know who else be doodooing? Everybody.
DJ John.
Oh.
Yeah. That's not even what I was doing.
It's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Wait a minute. It wasn't even a real elephant. It was just somebody dressed up as an elephant.
Bro, shut up.
Come on, man.
Wait, you thought they had a real elephant dancing to Lil' Kim?
I thought that's so.
That's how she sold it.
I thought there was an elephant that came out and was doing
see?
Lil' Kim.
You see? Me.
You see? I thought that too.
You're idiots.
Then you said eyelashes. I'm like, what?
Wait, what? They put eyelashes on an elephant?
I told you guys it's the mascot.
Yeah, but sometimes teams have real animals as the mascot, and I thought it was a real animal.
Okay. You really thought the Barclays Center brought out a real elephant?
Yo, fam, they used to do circuses in different centers. So bringing a real animal inside an arena is not unheard of, man.
Elephant?
I thought it was a baby elephant.
You said it was amazing. I'm like, elephants?
If it was a baby elephant, I would have made sure I made that clear. You know how we feel about baby animals.
Well, that is true. Baby animals are different. Come on, guys.
Different.
Be reasonable.
Rosenberg, you thought it was a real elephant, too. Stop.
No, no, I did. If she said she went to the circus, I'd say it was a real elephant.
Thank you, Rosenberg.
I thought they stepped their game up and was really out here with real animals.
Bringing elephants out here.
You know what I'm saying? Some of the college teams got real animals. You know what I'm saying? At the football games. So I didn't know.
Elephants are different, man. That's different.
DJ John, what you got today?
Yeah.
What?
Great. Dukes of Summer Jam going down June 4th. Yo, in a couple days.
We're going to Summer Jam.
Within 12 and 13 days, kicking off with the Defiant Warner stage, hosted by French Montana. Shout out to Drewski. Followed by the main stage, Cardi B, Glorilla, Ice Spice, Coi Leray, Lola Brooke, and French Montana back on the main stage. 5-year foreign, and we are celebrating 50 years with the Lox.
50 years of hip hop.
Yes,
not 50 years
of
hip hop.
Correct.
Yo, the Lox ain't been around 50 years, bro.
Imagine. Plus, you qualify for Cardi B Super Jam Superfan prize pack. Ground transportation to and from Summer Jam if you qualify. If you win, also you get Cardi B merch, Summer Jam bling. That's in question. And
which we don't know what that is.
We don't know what that is, man. Plus, we're going to throw in $500. Tickets on sale now. And go to high97.com as well for more information. Baby.
I would try to get a representative of the station on, like P.O., the program director. To explain what Summer Jam bling is. The problem is he'll make more jokes about Summer Jam bling than I have. I think it's funny. So he's not useful in this scenario. Who we got on line? We got Khadijah on the line. Is it Khadijah or Khadijah?
Khadijah.
Khadijah, good morning. Where are you calling us from today?
I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn. Yo, she said Brooklyn, New York. Like, we're already supposed to know that. She was like, stop calling from Brooklyn, New York.
Come on now.
Stupid.
The only stupid.
The only Brooklyn.
Khadijah, answer Laura's question super fast so you could be at the Summer Jam.
All right, Khadijah. Uh-huh. We were just talking about how Jay-Z and Beyonce bought the most expensive piece of property in California. Now, can you tell me what is the biggest city in California?
Ooh.
Wait, what?
What is the biggest city in California? It's the most popular one, too.
Popular?
I mean...
It's near Hollywood. It's where Hollywood is.
Say Fresno.
Don't listen to DJ John.
Shut up, Juan.
Shout out to the Bay.
Los Angeles, California. That's right.
No, she said Hollywood.
She added she said Los Angeles first.
She did.
Yeah, I did have Los Angeles. Yeah, I did say that.
Okay. All right. Well, Los Angeles is correct.
She was like, yeah, I said that. I said what Rosenberg said.
Mm-hmm. That was right.
All right.
It's a Monday.
DJ John, which monk established California's 20 nations?
Monk?
Shaolin
monk.
I don't know anything about a monk.
Art monk.
Oh, I love Art Monk.
It's Father Junipero Serra.
You don't know about Juniper?
Junipero Serra. Junie. Shout out to Junie.
Junipero Serra. That's right. He was a, what kind of monk was he? He was Catholic though, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, everything out there was Catholic. It was Spaniards. Yo, Khadijah.
Yes.
You're going to Summer Jam.
Summer Jam.
Hey.
You are in the building June 4th, UBS Arena, Long Island, the border of Queens and Long Island.
Facts.
Yes, you will be there. Lola Brooke also there. You are welcome. Ice Spice also there. Cardi B also there. Fabio French, Lil TJ. The Lox celebrating 50 years of hip hop, so that means special guests on special guests.
And friends.
And more.
And friends and more. Coming up, Flashing Lights, Laura Styles, what's happening?
Coming up in the Flashing Lights report, Adidas announced that they will be selling Yeezys, but I'll let you know what they're doing
Yeezy
with the money
back.
And what the story is coming up in the Flashing Lights report.
All right now. Cash 197 minutes, commercial free.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Do you know a healthcare hero? Someone who fights for better care for their families, their friends, or their community? The New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice wants to honor them and you with a pair of tickets to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Summer Jam at UBS Arena on June 2nd. Visit hot97.com/NYH Justice to enter to win. Must be 18 or older to enter. Made hot by the New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice.
Yo, I was just looking at old clips and shows and photos that we've taken. Yo, you know, we had Devin Haney on this program multiple times, like 6-7 years ago.
Yeah, it was a while back already. A while back.
Yo, and yo, I remember his dad coming up and seeing his dad in the ring over the weekend. Like, I felt proud.
Well, they made it far.
They made it real far, bro. Shout out to Devin Haney, family to the program, big good guy too. Champion. Now he's got to go against who, Rosenberg? Is it Tank?
That would be the money. I mean,
that would be the one, right?
I think Shakur
Stevenson jumped in the ring, wanted that smoke.
Yeah, I think they're setting up for Shakur Stevenson, but I think that's what they'll probably do. But I mean, it feels like Tank is the name. Like, I don't think Shakur Stevenson's a mainstream name yet. Tank Davis just became a name that people act like everyone here now has heard of Tank Davis, which for boxing in 2023 is a lot.
Well, and that's Money Mayweather promo too.
Yeah. Well, it was. I don't know if he's not officially Money Mayweather anymore.
Got it.
But that's how they built it. And they're still homies, but I think he's on his own.
Let's go. Flashing lights, Laura Stiles.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flash lights.
Now you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
So Adidas made the announcement that they're going to sell off the remaining inventory at the end of this month, because remember they were stuck with a very large amount of Yeezy shoes and apparel, and after they parted ways with Kanye. They kind of were like in limbo, like, what are they going to do with all this? So now they just pretty much are going to say that they're not only selling it, but a significant amount will be donated to selected organizations to combat discrimination, hate, racism, and anti-Semitism. So it says that they're going to donate to the Anti-Defamation League, and I believe that the George Floyd Foundation is okay. Two of them, but they have a couple more that they're going to just donate the profits for it. But Kanye's still making money off of it because of, you know, he has a contract with them and it's still his product. So he's still making money off that, of all those sales as well.
I think I read somewhere where it's like he still gets 25% off the sales, right? Is that the deal?
Right.
So there you go. And that's still a lot of money, let's be honest.
It's a lot of money. Right. But why? I think he should make his money off that.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, that was his deal. I mean, it's kind of a cop-out for everyone. They just waited long enough and were like, hey, we can't just sit on all these sneakers. They probably should have donated all, though, if we're being honest. If they were trying to do we don't want to profit off of this, then that would have been...
No, they're not doing that. Nobody's doing that.
They're not doing that.
It's not. They're going to get the money.
Kanye's making money. Adidas is making money. They didn't specify what portion means.
Right.
They're definitely making their money. They're making their money.
We
know we hurt your feelings. We hurt your feelings. But we're going to get to this money. Isn't that what we do in capitalism, though? We know your feelings are hurt. We're getting back to this money, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Look, pandemic, even worse. The government. We know mad people died. We got to get back to this money, though.
Always.
Always back to the dough.
Yep. That's your flashing lights report. The time is 8:06. Today is a high, let me see, of 74 degrees, and alternate side parking is in effect.
No, it's easy. The topic we have coming up, the conversation that we have in eight, there's always a convo. Today's convo, we wanted your Airbnb. We got an Airbnb. They lied. What did they lie about? Rosenberg showed up, boy. Said they had a pool. They had a pool, just was no water in it.
Yeah!
I mean, what part of the game is that?
Keep it locked. We'll take your phone calls coming up.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Yo, we talking Airbnb this morning. Rosenberg, you still on hold with Airbnb?
Hold on one sec, miss. Yes, I'm still on. I'm talking to them right now.
Well, have you gained any ground with Airbnb after your bachelor's fellowship?
Please hold one second.
Weekend,
man.
Where you rented a home that said it had a pool. It had a pool. No water was in the pool, though.
Yes, I have not gained any ground yet. We're still in trying to find my reservation mode.
Oh. You don't have your reservation number?
Wow. No, it's not. Listen, man, I don't know. They're saying I guess I have two accounts, and they're like, we don't see anything in this account. And I'm like, well, check my other account, I guess.
They're going to hit you with, like, did you really stay here?
So now they're looking for my email address. I don't know, man. I'm like, I already messaged with you guys like some digital bot like 900 times. Your AI person wasn't able to help me. Your ChatGPT did not do anything for me. It thinks my problem's resolved.
The ChatGPT customer service bot wasn't helpful, huh?
No. So I'm tight, man. Like, I'm just trying to. Now, tell me honestly, before we talk to the people, you show up to a pool. Right. I mean, you show up to a house. It says pool in the listing.
That's right.
The pool is completely non-existent, essentially, because there's no water in it.
That's right. No, but there's still a pool. It's just not usable.
Right.
So if the reservation costs $2,000, you know, over the period you're there, how much do you think you should get back on account of there's not an operational pool?
At least 20%. At least 20%. You advertised the pool. The pool is there, but it's not operational. You should have advertised the pool.
So at least $400 back is what you're saying.
I think so.
But was there something in the description that stated that the pool was empty?
Afterwards, she told me, hey, look here. It says the pool's not operational and sent me a screenshot of somewhere else in the listing.
Yeah, but when I'm looking for a place with a pool, your listing shouldn't come up as a place with a pool.
I mean, technically it has a. They're going to hit. I'm sorry, Rosenberg, but they're going to hit you with the technically it has a pool. And she technically did say it
doesn't
work.
Airbnb going to get this smoke for that. Nah, B.
No, they got to do. They have to hold their host accountable if that's the case. Even if they said, oh, but I said. By the way, why is your pool not operational until the fall? That doesn't even make sense, fam. That does not make sense.
It doesn't.
Nobody's going to use the pool in the fall. It's the summertime.
But is it in the description?
We don't have time to. We don't got. Let Rosenberg figure it out. Airbnb might be listening, and y'all messing up him getting his rebate, his kickback, refund, whatever it's called.
Thank you.
He said, "Be honest."
All right. Well, let's take some calls because I have a feeling that people have gone
said,
through this.
Be honest. That's not what we do up here.
I mean, said, be honest, guys.
Let's go to Shabby. Shabby's on the line. Shabby, we just need real quick. You got an Airbnb. What were you looking for, and what did you get?
I mean, it was Airbnb in Miami. I went to help my friend out. You know, she was getting a surgery done or whatever. She did everything. She showed me the pictures. Looked immaculate. Pulled up in the hood, man. Shit was bad. It was bad.
You was in the thick of it, huh?
Yeah, it was bad, man. I pulled up to the Airbnb. Dudes out in front lifting weights.
You wildin'. You telling us lies, bitch. You wild. That's wild.
You're
shit.
Gone too far.
Uncle Jerome was outside.
He was outside.
It was Snoop pressing. Ain't nothing but a G thing video when Snoop come home. Yo, thanks, Shabby. It's love.
Oh,
thanks for the funny. Thanks for the funny, bro. The let's go to Jay. Jay, you got an Airbnb real quick. Where was it and what happened?
So, took a trip to Atlanta. It was in College Park. The pictures, everything was great. It was hosting about 15 people. It was about 10 of us. So, we get there. I'm sorry. Sorry, you can hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you just fine, Jay. Go ahead.
All right, so we took a trip, Atlanta, Airbnb. Pictures is great. Pool table, about 15 rooms. We get there.
Wow.
The place is filthy. The beds were holed up with pots and pans.
What?
Pots and pans was in the bed?
Under the bed, holding up as the bed frame.
Oh, wow.
Cigarette butts everywhere. Pool table broke. Wow. We had to get up out of there. It was in the hood. It was in College Park. It was crazy.
Wait, but you said it was a 15-bedroom house, though.
Yeah, so apparently the night before, they had a party. I get a call from the Airbnb host. He's saying, "Oh, we're not gonna be able to check you on time. Can you come about 2 hours later?" So I said, "Fine," because we were still in the air. We land. He said, "Oh, give us about 2 more hours. You're supposed to check in at 3. We didn't check until 11 at night." So
nah, I'd have been done. I'd have been done.
Yeah, as soon as we got there. I reached out to him. He was saying, you know, I apologize. Oh, the cleaning people did as best as they could. So we told him I wanted a refund. He wasn't even trying to stay there tonight because it was so dirty. And he was saying, oh, we had to get out in an hour because they wanted to put the alarm on. And I'm just like, wow, that's crazy.
Man, so y'all got dirty.
Yeah, so we had to spend more money to book another Airbnb that night. They ended up giving me a refund. But check this out. I did the review on Airbnb. They would not let me upload pictures, and they took my review down. They never posted it.
Wow.
Yep.
So I wonder if thank you for calling, Jay. I wonder if you run the account. You know, listen, I've never even stayed at an Airbnb before. One time I booked one, and I never ended up using it. Canceled it before I even went. But I'm wondering if the owner of the Airbnb could block comments on the, I don't know if that's something that you could do as a somebody who manages their own profile on Airbnb, if you could block, take comments down, or prohibit people from posting actual photos of the place.
Let's go to
Ryan on the line. He says Rosenberg is 100% wrong. Ryan, why is Rosenberg 100% wrong?
If you guys, hey, thanks for having me. If you guys know anything about Airbnb, it's an absolute knife fight. You gotta watch your own back 100%. You gotta screenshot all the descriptions. You know, it has a pool, but you know, you gotta make sure that thing's operational. I don't know if Rosenberg's gonna get any money off of this thing. That's my take on it.
Wow.
Yo, thanks for your phone. What's your name? Ryan. Ryan, So you sound, do you have Airbnbs or you use them a lot?
No, I use them a lot, and I've been on the wrong side of these puppies before, and I'll tell you what, you gotta have yours, you know what I mean? Like, you can't be messing around, trusting all these guys. You gotta take pictures, you gotta be 100%, because these guys will burn you any chance they get. Airbnb is for profit. They don't care about, you know, they don't care about what, you know, the pool and all that kind of good stuff. So, Rosenberg, you gotta be better, man. That's all I gotta say.
I don't know how to be better. I'm trying my best, okay?
Thanks, Ryan. Well, and it also sounds like what Ryan's saying, Airbnb on your behalf is not. They probably stay out of the way and let the exchange and whatever business needs to take place between the two people take place.
We'll see. I'm talking to the lady right now. She's getting into it. She's reading my comments back and forth with the person.
Got it. So they are being helpful.
So far. We'll see.
Let's go to Michelle. Michelle's on the line. This is a good one. Michelle, where'd you go? Where was the Airbnb, and what happened when you got there?
Well, we went to Jamaica because my dad lives there, so we went to visit home.
Okay.
And we got this Airbnb. We only picked it because it said AC.
Okay.
When we got there, there was no AC. There was a fan in every room.
Listen, that's AC. Oh, that's conditioned air. They're conditioning the air with the fan. Don't be like this. You acting all yeah.
She said it's
Yankee.
Gonna get cool at night. We texted the owner. She said it's gonna get cool at night. Just turn on the fans. Feel the same way.
Exactly, and you'll have conditioned air. You Yankee.
Exactly.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
You don't know. You don't know what air conditioning is.
You don't know.
You want conditioned air? We have conditioned air.
You want Airbnb? It come from the fan.
Yo, look, man, the gurus are next. Cash 1, 97 minutes, commercial free. Let's get it. We'll give you an update. Rosenberg is literally on customer service right now during the show. Can we talk to the customer service lady?
And then after that, I'll process the amount. It will go back to your card that was charged, Peter. Let me tell you what that is.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, put his whole card on the air. There you go. Okay, well, it looks like he's getting a refund of some sort.
Wow.
Rosenberg, how much of a refund you getting?
When would I find out that I am, in fact, getting the refund? When would I find out?
Oh, within the next, like, 15 to 30 minutes. Once I just communicate with your host, then I should be able to process that and send you the confirmation message. So within the next 30 minutes.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm hopeful. That would be great.
Is this a full refund?
This is, and this was not be, if. This would not be a, this would be a refund, you said, of $430?
Yes, based on our policies, you are eligible for $134
per night.
For each night.
Right.
Yes, and you spent 3 nights, which all 3 nights were affected.
Right, so, okay. Yes. $402.
So we was almost right with the 25% back.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
There you go.
Let's see.
The next? We'll see what happens. Thanks, Airbnb. Okay, customer service. They must have knew they was on the radio. They trying to act right.
The person you were kissing wasn't me, and I would never ask you.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Do you know a healthcare hero? Someone who fights for better care for their families, their friends, or their community? The New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice wants to honor them and you with a pair of tickets to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Summer Jam at UBS Arena on June 2nd. Visit hot97.com/NYH Justice to enter to win. Must be 18 or older to enter. Made hot by the New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice.
Shout out to Elvin Diesel, listener, tweeter, if you will, who says, "Old man Ebro needs to tighten things up with the morning staff.
Oh boy.
To allow Rosenberg Radio to handle personal matters during work hours is unacceptable."
Oh, my God.
Nice play. He put LOL.
Oh, is he? Oh, he's joking.
Yeah.
You're sure.
He put LOL. He put LOL. I just left that out of the reach.
Come on. You can't do that to him.
No, I had to. I wanted to see your reaction. I wanted to see if you went off on the kid.
I think it was close.
You thought about being like, "Yo, shut your bitch ass up." We turned it into content.
By the way, things already took a left turn in the few minutes since y'all heard my conversation.
Wait, so you're not getting the money back?
I know what happened.
I don't know if I'm getting the money back. All the nice lady could do is attempt a mediation. Because the listing does, in fact, say not operational until September.
Which the lady screenshot you during y'all's correspondence while you were bitching and moaning about it.
But I said to the Airbnb people, I'm like, but guys, why if I'm searching for a pool? Do you realize that it's disingenuous for it to come up as a pool listing if the pool isn't usable? That's not... And, like, the lady agrees, but basically is like, yeah, that's why you have to read the whole thing, though. So now we have to do a mediation, and I'll see if I can get her to give you a refund. But whereas if it hadn't been listed, they could have just charged her the money.
Gave it to you.
And given it to me. But instead...
You get a congratulations. You played yourself for not reading the whole thing.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
And how many days did you stay there? Four?
Three.
Three.
It's messed up, man.
Damn it, man.
It's not right.
Well, more on the Airbnb situation. I mean, it's a hot story this morning.
See?
We could either, be talking about this or dead Jeffrey Epstein trying to out Bill Gates for having an affair with a Russian bridge player. Which one do you want? Airbnb?
I think Airbnb is way better.
Airbnb is way better. I love this
no
drama.
No one wants Epstein.
The Fellowship of the Pool.
The Fellowship of the Pool. That's the name of the show?
The Brotherhood Bachelor Party?
Yo, it's like a Lord of the Rings book.
That's exactly what it is.
Fellowship of the Pool.
It's the Bachelor Party. Fellowship of the Pool.
Let's go to the gurus now.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shiny Culture and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com, where the gurus unite.
To, to fight?
You, to shine the light, to fight for what's right.
That's right.
Shiny Culture, do what you do.
That's right.
Zen. Rosenberg, who needs our help out there?
No, I need their help, apparently. But theguru Laura at gmail.com.
The guru.
No, it's not. No, it's not. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. That's right. Sure. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. Send those emails like this one. Hey, gurus. Let's get into it.
Okay.
I was in a relationship with my boyfriend for a little under a year. I ended things because we were just not aligned with our life goals, lifestyle, and life decisions. While I wanted to invest in a home, settling down, and starting a family, he would say he wanted that, but his actions never reflected it. He continued to stay at a dead-end job, overnights, and encouraged and that encouraged him to drink and smoke, which in turn has, in my opinion, and that of his family, made him an alcoholic.
What?
He has two young boys, 4 and 5, who I care about so deeply. And when we were together, I found myself, I hate using this word, but stuck with his kids because he would stay day drinking after his overnight shift with coworkers and bar friends.
Okay.
That's just the backstory. I broke up with him, with this being the main reason, along with a variety of other reasons, but I had to choose myself. The weird thing is, I'm still in love with him. I care about him, and I want to see him get better. But my question is that my responsibility? I mean, I know it's not really, but I do love him and hate the path he's on because I know it's not going to work. I guess my question is, have any of you ever gone through something similar with someone you care about, going through an addiction? What is your advice, tips? Should I let go because he's not family, or should I stick around as I may be the only person that cares enough?
She sounds so nice.
But she, I have to tell you, she left out a lot of information.
Yes.
Like, but you didn't, what did he say? Like, did you ever ask him about going to counseling or getting help? Does he think there's no problem at all? You kind of skipped right to breakup, so I don't know if they tried anything yet.
Yeah. But I feel
or
like,
does he does he know that he's an alcoholic? Because a lot of people are in denial.
Yeah. I feel that like what I'm hearing the most is she needs to listen to her gut. He ain't the one you broke up. Keep it stepping. I mean, the whole help thing, you can
but
help
I think
as a Shani, friend.
I'm not a guru, as you know, but I think what Rosenberg is saying, she left a lot out. Like, has she even approached him and, like, tried to see if he's open to receiving help? Because that's the key factor. Mm-hmm. If someone is not open, an adult is not open to receiving help, and their behavior somehow going to be your demise, that's when you have to draw some boundaries and separate yourself. True. That's the key. That's the whole key.
I'm surprised, Shani, that you went that far, because she didn't describe anything about him being a bad guy, a mean guy, hurtful, harmful, you know, neglectful.
Yeah.
Just he has a problem.
Yeah, well, the first thing I heard was they're not aligned. So she's paying attention to the projection of who they are as people, and that something is just not clicking. And what she wants for her life in terms of kids and marriage, which is too soon to be thinking about within the first year anyway.
Speed. Slow down.
Yeah. So I feel like she really needs to slow down. And if you feel like y'all are just not in the same place, you can still support him as a friend, but I feel like you did the right thing by breaking up.
Yeah, and if he's choosing to drink over his kids, spending time with his kids, that's a problem.
Oh, it's definitely a problem.
Those are not your kids. I know you care about them. They're not your kids. They're his kids. And he's out day drinking with his buddies, and when he's supposed to be home with his children, nah, man. That's not it. And
I mean, he's not even out day drinking with his children. At least he could, you know what I'm saying? At least
you
can go out day drinking, go somewhere where they got kids, too, because you know parents definitely do that. They get together with other parents. They day drink while the kids play.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
It happened. I'm just being honest.
Yeah. So I think that she should listen to herself. And he's not a bad guy. I'm not saying that he's a bad guy and she can still help him, but I think she should create some space.
Yeah, and I feel like you should talk to him and just tell him, hey, listen, I think you have an issue. There's a problem. You should try to go get some help. I love you and I care for you, but I just can't be around if this isn't under control. Mm-hmm. And depends. Let him figure out his path. You can't make anybody get better or take care of themselves. You cannot. You can only offer them help and offer them direction and resources. But unless he really wants to change, he's not going to.
Yeah, I mean, I don't fully agree with Shawnee that, like, your gut is just telling you to be gone and that's that. I don't necessarily feel that way. But I do feel that you could offer him an option. You could do some research, find him a 12-step program nearby. Mm-hmm. Say, hey, I know Alcoholics Anonymous meets here on this day. I think this would be good for you. If you'd like me in your life as a friend, as anything, I hope this is a path you're willing to go on. If not, as much as it kills me, I have to say goodbye. So, like, you can do that. You can definitely do that. And then maybe he'll find a program that works for him, and maybe you'll find the guy you really like. Who knows?
And kudos to you for recognizing this stuff early and being like, yeah, I'm out of here. Because a lot of people just be, like, stuck in that rut. You know what I'm saying? It's hard.
True.
Yeah. It's hard.
Yeah.
You're doing good.
We ain't got no future with you drinking like that.
That's right.
Damn, come on.
Offer him help, but also do what's best for you. So say the gurus.
This is the official Burn It Down anthem.
The good times that made us laugh.
You caught the red flags.
Outweighing the bad.
The times were good.
And I thought we'd get to see forever. But forever's gone away.
Ultimately, we're proud of you.
It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. Me not do weakness.
DeMarcia hit me in the DMs over the weekend, too. He said, I need to call him. Mm. Young man, I grew up. I think he graduated high school that year. That strength, no weakness kid. He's all grown up now. Man, I do weakness.
He's just a grown man calling your phone. Like, yo, what's up? It's DeMarcia. Give me a ring, please.
Yeah, that's how he hit me. There we go. Wow. He hit me in the DMs. He still called me Mr. Ebro, though. He still got respect.
Wow, that's nice.
He's sweet.
Yeah, man.
Big up yourself, rude boy.
Big up, big up.
Shout out to DeMarcia. I'm going to give you a ring today, Brody, bro. On the way, flashing lights, Laura Staff.
I don't know if you guys saw this, but the NAACP issued a travel advisory for Florida, saying the state is openly hostile towards African Americans. We'll talk about it coming up next.
Stop playing with them, Riot.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Do you know a healthcare hero? Someone who fights for better care for their families, their friends, or their community? The New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice wants to honor them and you with a pair of tickets to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Summer Jam at UBS Arena on June 2nd. Visit hot97.com/NYH Justice to enter to win. Must be 18 or older to enter. Made hot by the New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice.
Yo, tonight, the Hot 97 family, the Ebro in the Morning family, is going to be at Flippers Rockefeller Center. Rockefeller and Flippers got your skates. Shawnee Culture Cast 1 in the building around, what, 6, 7 o'clock?
That's a fact, but doors open at 4.
Okay, you can get there, get your skate on right after work at Rockefeller. If you ain't got plans, you want some summer jams, you just want to hang out, get your skate on. It's going to be a beautiful night.
Yeah.
Perfect night to skate.
That's a fact. The weather's amazing. You know, I'm going to have them wheels on my feet.
Shawnee be skating.
I'll be skating.
Shawnee's skating out there. He's a good skater.
Shawnee got the routines. He's going to have the routines going out there. You know what I'm saying?
I'm
going
to be out there having fun. And one of the best parts is, where else you going to get these free Summer Jam tickets?
Yo, yeah, facto.
Facts.
Courtesy
facts.
Of Smirnoff.
You know what I'm
saying? Shout out to Smirnoff.
Hey, so if you want to be in that big arena, come through. Put some
not to mention,
on your feet.
Not to mention, you're running out of tickets left to buy, so you might want to hit this situation.
That's a fact.
Oh, if you listen, if you waited too long, I was holding out for you waited too long to get Summer Jams, you know, because everybody's accustomed to us having 60,000 seats to give away. You know what I'm saying? Places to slide in. This ain't going to be like that, bruh.
Right. Anybody bothering me for tickets, come through tonight.
And right,
you
know, there
take
you go.
Your chances.
Oh, wait, you going to be, what, you just going to be hooking up your friends at Flippers?
No, I'm saying, well,
no. To try to win.
Yeah, try to
the
win.
Fox. Oh, man, the fix is in. Shawnee's only giving his friends. Yo, make sure you show up tonight to Flippers and keep an eye on Shawnee Culture doing underhanded things with Summer Jam tickets.
Right. I'm not going to have the tickets, but tickets will be there.
Oh, now you ain't got the ticket. Yo, join us tonight, Rockefeller Center Flippers, and shout to Smirnoff for lacing up the affairs. Let's
all
go,
ages,
flashing lights.
All ages.
Laura Styles.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Styles gonna put us on.
So the NAACP issued a travel advisory for the state of Florida. In direct response to Governor Ron DeSantis' aggressive attempts to erase Black history and restrict diversity, equity, and the inclusion programs in Florida schools, the group said in a written statement on Saturday. So it's a travel advisory for the state of Florida. They're saying it openly has a it's openly hostile towards African Americans. And the LULAC, which is the League of United Latin American Citizens, had issued a travel advisory after DeSantis signed a new immigration law that goes into effect, I believe, in July, which it makes it a felony if you're even driving with someone that's undocumented. It's pretty crazy. But yeah, there was a lot of discussion around this because they're saying that the NAACP is just being they're exaggerating the whole thing.
Well, of course he's going to say that. But I appreciate the NAACP making everybody aware that things are a little. Listen, we already know. You hear the state of Florida. I tell y'all straight up, I skip right over the whole joint. I just go to Miami. Miami ain't even, I mean. And then once you get outside of South Beach, that's regular Florida. So you got to be careful through the whole thing.
Right. Miami's got plenty of it, too.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, you know, I saw an interview with Ron DeSantis. I don't know who he was sitting with. But he was basically saying, you know, and it sounds good when he says it. He's like, you know, Black history shouldn't be a separate program from American history. Black history is American history.
Okay, yes.
That sounds good. Yeah. He's like, and you know, so having these Black history programs, we need to get rid of those. You know, who decided to have those anyway? You see the jokes? Now you see the jokes. You see the jokes.
Yo, but I realized that this is all so simple. This whole plan is such a simple plan for this crowd, right? Because if you really think about it, if you look at what's been going on over the last X amount of years, we're seeing the country in numbers getting better in terms of race issues because people get educated. And as they get educated about the truth and they have context, they're like, oh, I get it now. Oh, yes, that's why I support things related to Black programs, Black history. Oh, I get why the NBA wants to celebrate Black history. Oh, because I'm educated and I'm seeing the history. So they go, well, so what can we do to fix this? Let's just get rid of the history. If we get rid of all of the information, all of the context, people can be ignorant again and progress can stop. It's a basic plan.
Yeah. And it gets interesting because, you know, DeSantis just signed, I think he signed a bill mandating Asian American history while banning.
Wait, mandating?
Yes. So it's like a lot of Asian American, like, I'm just seeing a lot of TikToks on Jay-Z, on Gen Z, basically explaining like, yo, this is that whole model citizen thing that they're trying to divide and conquer. You understand what I'm saying? So it's just really, really interesting the way you look at it.
Oh, that's deep because then if they do Asian history, then Black people get mad. Like, why are you doing Asian history, not Black history? Then all of a sudden, blah, 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 boom, boom, boom.
Well,
here
and then
we
you
go.
Can get Black. You can get the marginalized groups to go at each other.
Psh, perfect.
And not come together. That's always the plan.
Wow.
And you know, always, and Black people are very sensitive to people coming to this country and ignoring what the work that was done by Black people to even open doors for other marginalized communities to have, you know, a seat at the table. Mm. Because all of that was done on the backs of black struggle. So if they can just continue to kick black folks, guess who loves to jump in on that? People who come to this country and love, oh, they're the bottom of the totem pole. I get the ish on somebody.
Perfect.
So we could just disrespect black people.
And not to mention that people fail to realize that the black experience, you can compare a lot of experiences of marginalized groups. The black experience is a unique, specific experience.
Right. That's right.
Even unique to black experiences in other places.
True.
This is a specific experience, and you can't throw it all in the same pot. It's just not.
That's right.
I'm like, I wonder if they're going to teach about the Japanese internment camps.
Well, see, I was going to bring that up because there's a lot of Asian folks who will come from other nations that won't feel any emotion tied to those Japanese internment camps because they're not Japanese.
That's true, too.
So just because you're Asian doesn't mean you have some affinity for another Asian group's struggle. They know how to play that card, and they know many people coming ain't even going to do the math on that story. They're not even going to look back at that story.
Bro, it's nuts. Anyway, that's your Flash and Light report. The time is 8:58. A high of 74 degrees and alternate side parking is in effect.
Same way Africans come to America and have to learn about the black American struggle, and people automatically think because you're black from somewhere on planet Earth that you automatically understand the black American experience. That ain't true neither. Mm. Which is why you often see black folks up on TV and you're like, black from where? Because you may not be on the page, my G. Yep, you might be first generation. You don't really even know the math. You ain't did the knowledge. You ain't read your Google.
You ain't got the answers.
You ain't got the answers.
Get ready.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Do you know a healthcare hero? Someone who fights for better care for their families, their friends, or their community? The New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice wants to honor them and you with a pair of tickets to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Summer Jam at UBS Arena on June 2nd. Visit hot97.com/NYHJustice to enter to win. Must be 18 or older to enter. Made hot by the New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice.